In our series, Learn German with Radio Deutsche Welle.
Lern Deutsch bei der Deutschen Welle.
You can now hear
Deutsch, warum nicht?
German, why not? A radio language course by Herod Meser.
Liebe Hörerinnen und Hörer.
Hello and welcome back. Today you can hear lesson 11. Schon wieder so ein Zimmer. Not another of these rooms. You may remember in the last lesson, X bombarded Andreas with questions.
Arbeitest du? Arbeitest du viel? Bist du glücklich?
These are simple questions that require the answer yes or no. The questions aren't introduced by an interrogative pronoun, and so the verb is no longer in second position in the sentence, as it usually is. Instead, it's the first word. In the last lesson, a new guest, Herr Meier, arrived at the hotel. Andreas was relieved because this put a stop to X's questions. First of all, the guest asked if they had a free room.
Ist noch ein Zimmer frei?
Room 10 was still free, and Herr Meier decided to take it. The room costs 120 marks, and Herr Meier said he would stay for 2 or 3 days. Then he went to his room and began practicing his flute. Andreas was enjoying listening to the music, but X wanted peace and quiet, and said so. X already feels quite at home at the Hotel Europa, and so do the guests. But sometimes hotel staff think guests make themselves too much at home. At least that's what Hannah, the chambermaid, thinks. Listen to the following conversation. How does Hannah react when she enters room 10, Herr Meier's room, and what does the room look like?
Morgen, Hanna.
Guten Morgen, Frau Berger.
Ach nein, schon wieder so ein Zimmer. So ein Mist.
Was ist, Hanna?
Ach, das Zimmer ist wirklich ein Saustall.
Das kennst du doch.
Stimmt.
Hanna is furious when she sees the state of Herr Meier's room. She says, the room looks like a pigsty. When Hannah opens the door, she sees at once that room 10, once again, schon wieder, is in a terrible mess.
Schon wieder so ein Zimmer.
Frau Berger, the hotel manageress, hears this outburst and asks Hannah what's wrong.
Was ist, Hannah?
Hannah doesn't try to hide her feelings and says the room is a real pigsty.
Das Zimmer ist wirklich ein Saustall.
Frau Berger has a look around the room, but she's not particularly surprised. She tells Hannah it's nothing unusual. You know how it is, she says.
Das kennst du doch.
Hannah agrees and says, that's right.
Stimmt.
Hannah begins tidying up the room. She notices a bottle, Flasche, of wine, and an ashtray, Aschenbecher. She uses the words for full, voll, and half full, halb voll. Listen to Hannah again. What is full, the bottle or the ashtray? And what is half full?
Typisch. Eine Flasche. Noch eine. Oh, die Flasche ist ja noch halb voll. Der Aschenbecher voll. Na klar, der Mann raucht und trinkt, die Frau putzt.
Und singt.
Was? Ist da jemand?
Hannah finds an ashtray which is full and a bottle of wine which is half full. Hannah is annoyed because the situation she finds herself in is, she says, typical, typisch. There are two bottles, Flaschen, lying around, and one of the bottles is half full. Listen again.
Typisch. Eine Flasche. Noch eine. Oh, die Flasche ist ja noch halb voll.
And the ashtray she finds in Herr Meyer's room is full.
Der Aschenbecher voll.
And then Hannah makes a sweeping statement about the different roles played by a man, Mann, and a woman, Frau. A man, she says, smokes, raucht, and drinks, trinkt, while a woman cleans up, putzt.
Der Mann raucht und trinkt, die Frau putzt.
And X adds another word to make up a rhyme. A woman sings, she says.
Und singt.
When Hannah hears this, she jumps. She doesn't recognize the voice, and of course she can't see anyone. Who's there? She asks.
Ist da jemand?
At that moment, Frau Berger, the manageress, is walking past, and she hears Hannah. Frau Berger wonders what's going on, but she's soon distracted because she discovers that Herr Meyer plays the flute. Meanwhile, X makes fun of Herr Meyer. She calls him a Musikant, a derogatory term for a musician. X thinks he's very untidy and calls him chaotic and also something else. Listen again.
Alles okay, Hannah? Oh, eine Flöte.
Ein Musikant, chaotisch und charmant.
Ist da jemand? Ist da jemand? Komisch.
X also describes Herr Meyer as charming, charmant. His charm seems to be working on Frau Berger, who starts to hum a tune from the opera The Magic Flute by Mozart. And in a moment, after the melody, we'll take a look at an important feature of German, nouns and their gender. As you may have noticed, nouns in German are preceded by articles. These little words denote the gender of the noun. In German, there are three genders: masculine, feminine, and neuter. Masculine nouns are preceded by the article der.
Der Mann. Der Mann.
Feminine nouns are preceded by the article die.
Die Frau. Die Frau.
And neuter nouns are preceded by the article das.
Das Zimmer. Das Zimmer.
Der, die and das are definite articles. They're used to describe a person or thing that has already been introduced or mentioned in conversation. When a person or thing is mentioned for the first time, the indefinite article is used. The indefinite article used with masculine and neuter nouns is ein.
Ein Mann. Ein Zimmer.
And with feminine nouns, eine.
Eine Flasche. Eine Flasche.
Unfortunately, there's no logical explanation for the gender of nouns in German. The word for work, Arbeit, is feminine, while the word for coffee, Kaffee, is masculine.
Die Arbeit, der Kaffee.
So it's important always to learn a noun with its article. The indefinite article, as we explained, is used to describe something that's mentioned for the first time. Listen to what Hannah says when she sees room 10 for the first time.
Schon wieder so ein Zimmer.
The definite article, der, die, or das, is used when referring to something that's already been mentioned. Hannah goes on to say,
Das Zimmer ist wirklich ein Saustall.
When Hannah finds a bottle, she uses the indefinite article.
Eine Flasche. Noch eine.
But when she refers to the bottle again and says it's half full, she uses the definite article.
Die Flasche ist ja noch halb voll.
Listen to the conversation once again. And while you're listening to the music, sit back and relax.
Morgen, Hannah.
Guten Morgen, Frau Berger. Ach nein, schon wieder so ein Zimmer. So ein Mist.
Was ist, Hannah?
Ach, das Zimmer ist wirklich ein Saustall.
Das kennst du doch.
Stimmt.
Then Hannah begins cleaning the room.
Typisch. Eine Flasche. Noch eine. Oh, die Flasche ist ja noch halb voll. Der Aschenbecher voll. Na klar, der Mann raucht und trinkt, die Frau putzt.
Und singt.
Was? Ist da jemand?
Frau Berger discovers that Herr Meyer plays the flute and X contributes to the conversation.
Alles okay, Hannah? Oh, eine Flöte.
Ein Musikant, chaotisch und charmant.
Ist da jemand?
Ist da jemand? Komisch.
Well, that's all for today. Goodbye for now. And do join us for the next lesson.
Bis zum nächsten Mal.
You've been listening to our language course, Deutsch, warum nicht? A production of Radio Deutsche Welle in cooperation with the Goethe-Institut in Munich.